For calling Rapid Advance. This call and all future calls with Rapid Advance may be monitored or recorded.
Without the runaround.
Rapid Advance, this is Nick.
Hey Nick, this is Grant from the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I actually have an email open to you right now that I was typing up, so thank you for calling me back.
Yeah, I heard that one of the sales reps got your call, so I figured I'd call you right back. What can I do for you, though?
No, that's perfect. I was about to step out and grab a bite, so it's perfect that you called me now. I'm looking at this submission we got from Prime Labels. Thanks for sending that in.
Yeah, absolutely.
It looks great. The four-month bank statements, you did a good job getting everything up front, getting all three accounts, and it looks like a strong file. This is your first time submitting a file to Rapid Advance, is that correct?
Yeah, this is the first deal.
Okay, well, this is a great start. It looks like a great file. So that's great. Now, it really didn't specify anywhere. Did you have a dollar amount in mind that this client might be looking to go for?
What's the name of the deal again?
This is Dallas Label and Packaging.
Dallas Label, all right. That was it. I've been waiting to send that one over while the contracts are being signed. The merchant wasn't really in a rush to, get an answer, so we went back and got some approvals from elsewhere, but I think that we're looking for, up to around 500K. But this is the big thing, and I meant to call Rapid and ask about, so I'm sorry this may be an issue. How much ownership does Rapid require?
They require over one half. So if it's four owners that have 25% each, we would need three. But if it was a 49% owner and a 51% owner, we could do 51%.
Oh, my heart's broken. It's 50-50. And I'm not sure if the other owner is willing to get in on it. Let me check real quick. Let me look at my system. That was part of the original submission. It says we can only use 50% ownership, but 51 is your cutoff. Let me see if I even have any information on the other PG. It doesn't look like as though we do.
Okay.
When it comes down to it, we were looking for as much as possible, ideally 500K, but is that a pretty hardline rule, a 51%?
It is a pretty hardline rule, but, in business, exceptions can be made for anything. I'd say that is one that I personally haven't gotten one done in my experience here, but I've heard of instances where it has been done. So,
mm-hmm.
we can worry about that, after we go over figures and even find a deal that might work out.
Yeah.
Do you know what the other owner's resistance to being on the contract would be?
No, but now I'm curious. So what I can do is if you shoot me an email kind of explaining where we're at here, I can go over to the rep and see if she has any explanation to why the other PG is just not an option right now. Because,
right.
Yeah, if we can get, I think, like, for example, on this deal, like, OnDeck offered 250K. If we could get, something over that, it'll beat them out. They're really looking for the largest dollar amount that is a possibility here.
So tell me this. What were the terms of OnDeck as well? Because we'll be looking to beat their offers all the way around.
I love to hear that because they're one of our main guys. So if someone's competing with them, which nobody usually can, to be frank with you, because they're just
crazy.
They're crazy aggressive. But their approval is a 250K. The sell of 1.4 over, with that includes 10 points to us and 18 month offer. They also have a 24 month offer, the same 250K, but for their 24 month programs, it comes with a 4% OFI. So I don't think that would be the one we would want to pursue.
So the 18 months, so 140 with 10 points built in.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. And how rate sensitive is this client?
I'm not seeing any, let me see, looking, I don't think it's necessarily the rate, it'll definitely come down to that, but it's really the amount on this. I don't have any notes on, rate discussions.
Well, put it this way, our management, when determining a dollar amount that we can do on these larger files, a lot of times comes down to an equation of what the net income is, and then we add back the wages and depreciation. Now, on this file, adding those three together is about 365. Now, the bank statements look like it would support less than that, but what that means is we could try to find somewhere in the middle, you know, like a $300,000 offer.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, if it's a competitive rate, that could be a winner. The original note that I had was anywhere from 250 to 500. Now, I don't, 500 is not really an option, but nevertheless, it seems to be the dollar amount. Also, I have one other quick question while I have you on the phone. Does Rapid use 20 payment days during a month?
Yeah, typically. And then there's, I mean, the most, it is 20 payment days, and then we can add 10 payment. We can add or subtract 10 payments from any offer.
What do you mean by that?
So, like, let's just say, so we use 20, so I'm looking at, like, a 15-month offer, for example. So 15 months, 20 days per month, so that's 300 payments. I can add or subtract 10 payments to that. So we could go like extend it slightly to 310 payments or to subtract that to 290 payments.
Now, would that be increasing the term or would just some payments be added to a certain month?
It would just be adding certain payments. It would just be adding to the duration of the loan just to slightly decrease the daily
payment.
Yeah,
daily
payment. It wouldn't affect the rate or anything like that.
Okay. Also, do you guys ever do like seasonally structured loans, you know, where the ACH kind of changes month to month depending on the season?
To be honest, we don't do anything like that. I mean, I think really if you were looking to do something like that, it would almost be like you'd want to structure that into two loans. You want to do like one, you know, if you're doing a 12-month term, you could do like 2 6-month loans or something like that. But we do not have the type of what you're asking.
Yeah, I just figured I'd ask. Not many of our lenders do, which is why I brought it up. Anyways,
okay.
The Castle.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like
yeah, totally. So, back to Dallas Labeling. All right. Great. So,
I mean, our 15-month offer would be a 131. And on the select loans, that has a 3% flat rate payout built into it. So, really, that'd be the equivalent of a 128 with 3 points built in.
Okay, so this is qualifying for that program, potentially.
Yeah, I mean, it's qualifying for our preferred loan, but that's not going to... But you said OnDeck was paying 10 points out. I mean, the preferred loan is only paying a point and a half. Like, our 18-month preferred loan is a 125. So it's real low. I mean, we beat their 18-month rate. It just isn't paying out as much. That would be your discretion.
Yeah, I'm sure that the reps here are always looking to max commission, so that'll be an interesting point. What about the standard program? Can you guys not lend up to that dollar amount and offer the usual 10 points?
Oh, we can offer... So for the 10-month... I mean, sorry, for the 12-month... So there's two parts to that. The standard loan only goes to 12 months, so it would have to be a one-year term.
Mm-hmm. And that could be raising the daily payment too much for you guys to feel comfortable, you think?
So, yeah, kind of. I mean, I think 300 would be a stretch there. That'd probably be more of like a 250.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, yeah, that makes sense. Totally.
And we could do like a 132 paying out 6 points on a 250.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I see. Well, I think that, at least having that one, would you guys call it a select?
Yeah, the select is the middle tier, so it's lower costing but pays the partner more.
Right, right. Okay. So, yeah, then that would probably be the one that we'd be interested in, but I'll try and get the update from the rep on why the other guarantor is unwilling to sign at this point.
Let's do that, and then, I mean, like I said, you guys are good on having the 4 months there, and I see that the financials were requested, the P&L and balance sheet, like the year-to-date. Do you know if they have a full year of bank statements, though? Because we do only have 4 months, and we would probably need... a minimum of 6 and probably the full 12 months.
Maybe. No, doesn't look like it because I got 3 bank statements. We have back to December of 2015, but I'm sure we could collect more if we needed to. It's just
well,
the
that's
PG.
Helpful. If you want, do you mind just sending, because what I'm going to do is I'm just going to put in a write-up to just get management to start throwing us some concrete offers with what we have. Those are going to be subject to change with the more info that we get, but I just want to start getting the ball rolling on this. I think this looks like a great file, and we'd love to steal it from OnDeck, so
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
I don't want to just sit here and just be waiting for the documentation to come when we can be a little bit, a little bit more progressive there.
Okay, well, my suggestion would be just send me an email kind of with everything we just spoke about, and I'll get on it right away.
Let me just check that I have the right email for you. I mean, you did submit the file, so I should have it right here. Yeah, Grant at bankofcardiff.com.
Yeah, and then for the future, you could probably see there in my whatever signature at the bottom, I have a direct line there, so in the future, you can use that number, and it'll go directly to me.
Let me double check that I have that. So I did. I guess I just got the extension wrong. Is it? Oh, direct 619-567-3366.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
All right, I got it. All right, Grant, I appreciate your time. I'm going to forward you, or not forward you, I'm going to send you an email with kind of what we spoke about here. Again, I think this looks strong. We'd love to get this done.
Awesome, awesome. All right, man. Well, thank you for giving me a call, and you enjoy your lunch.
Thank you. Talk to you soon.
All right, bye.
All right, bye-bye.